想要的一个祷告。
So I actually have a prayer that I really want to offer for this Mother's Day.
在接近25年前。
About 25 years ago,
我们都知道在中国的天安门，在顷刻之间，很多人突然就从母亲变成不是母亲。
Before the Tiananmen Square, there's many mothers lost their kids.
而且在中国很多是独生子女。
In many of the families, they have only a single child.
实际上我们所有的基督徒来祝福母亲。
So we as Christians ought to bless the mothers.
来纪念那些曾经的母亲。
To remember those mothers who lost their children.
来祝贺现在的母亲。
But to congratulate those mothers now.
也去教导帮助未来的母亲。
And hope to teach and help those mothers to be.
我想请我们一起来祷告。
So let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你创造男人和女人。
You have created men and women.
你命令他们结婚。
You ordered, you commanded them to be married.
生养众多。
And give birth and multiply.
你又命令儿女们要孝敬父母。
And you also have commanded the children to honor their parents.
主，这个世界设立这样的节日，是因为我们常常忘记母亲的爱。
The reason for the world to have this holiday is because we often forget the love of mothers.
主，使我们在你面前成为顺命的儿女。
So let us be the obedient child before you.
主，我们不仅仅来纪念我们的肉身的父母。
Not only we remember our physical parents of this world.
使我们能够学习来遵从天上的父。
But also to honor and obedient to Heavenly Father.
主，我们要为特别的来为那些失去子女的人来祷告。
We want to pray those especially those who lost their children.
尤其是因为政府的邪恶的这样政治的迫害，使他们失去儿女，来向你祷告。
Especially for those who lost their children because of the evil government.
主，求你自己能够安慰他们。
We pray that you will comfort them yourself.
在使他们能够来看见你的救恩。
So they can see your salvation.
使他们能够看到在先知书面上面所应许的。
So they can see the promise recorded in the prophets.
因为耶稣基督的拯救。
Because of the salvation of Jesus Christ.
没有儿女的甚至可能比有七个的更好。
Those who lost their children may be blessed.Beyond those who have.
使他们可以在福音上面得回许多的儿女。
So they will be regaining their children through the gospel.
主，你自己预备我们每一个人的心。
Prepare our hearts.
让我们来了解母亲在你的计划中的角色。
So that we can know the role of mother in your plan.
使儿女懂得孝敬。
So that children may know the meaning of honor.Bring their parents.
使母亲能够知道自己苦楚的来源和盼望所在。
So they can for the parents for the mother to know the source of their pain and the source of their hope.
奉主耶稣基督名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们知道在今天如果一个人问你做什么工作。
So we know that if someone asks you what's your job is.
你说是家庭主妇。
If you say I'm a housewife,
我知道可能在美国的一些传统文化里面，这是一个很荣誉的工作。
Traditionally, this is a very honorable job title.
但是在今天这个工业化的社会已经不是了。
But in this industrial life, the society today, it is no longer an honorable title.
而在中国大陆，很多人当他是做家庭主妇的时候，感觉很没有出息。
So in mainland China, if you're just a plain housewife, you think yourself is nothing.
跟一个人介绍自己是什么跨国公司的经理。
If you tell people I'm a CEO of international company.
是某一个大学的老师。
Or a professor in a university.
甚至像这个希拉里·克林顿一样。
Or even like Hillary Clinton.
所以可能会觉得很有荣耀。
You may feel very honorable, respected that way.
我还能记得某些时候有些的姊妹介绍自己是家庭主妇的时候，面露尴尬之情。
I can still remember the some sister feel awkward when they tell people she is a housewife.
这是一种圣经里面的教导员被遗忘的，甚至是失落的这样的一种文化。
But actually, this is a culture that is lost in the today. Even though it's in the Bible,
我们知道透过这个短片告诉我们，家庭主妇是一件极其困难的工作。
So through that short video, you know that it is a great, very difficult job to be a mother.
我们可以这么说，在今天这个世界有很多出色的职业女性。
I can say that there's a many excellent professional women.
但是我们却很少看到著名的母亲。
But you can hardly see any famous mothers.
除了那个上这个什么 Time 的那个什么 Tiger Mother.
Except the Tiger Mother who is on the cover page of the Times. Time magazine.
那我们知道，其实这个是一个很危险的信号。
But actually, this is a warning, a very alerting a warning sign.
当一个女人不以作为母亲为荣
，when a woman don't feel honored to be a mother，
不甘心乐意的去去从事与这个去专心去做好母亲的角色。
When she is not willing to focus on this particular role as a mother.
在我看来，这是一个社会崩溃的前兆。
To me, that's a sign of a collapsing society.
我们看到在中国很多中国大陆很多人为了上班孩子不要。
I see that in mainland China, there are people who is willing to give up children for their work.
把它丢给这个爷爷奶奶或者外公外婆。
They simply surrender them to their grandparents，
或更糟的是丢给那些什么那些是各种各样的什么班级的那些人。
Even worse, they surrender them to those preschool class.
但是我在这里呢，我们特别要注意，这不能够怪女人。
So, but we need to pay special attention. This is really not the fault of a woman.
这是一种社会的文化导致的。
But this is actually a social and culture environment that the influence.
就是因为家庭主妇在整个社会中缺少该有的尊荣。
Because the woman they lack of that honor in a family.
而很多的女性想要在社会上去获得地位或者证明自己的时候。
So when a woman want to prove themselves in the society,
那就会变成这样的一种文化。
So which cause the culture to be like what we have today.
我想不知道哪一年我讲到一个母亲是整个民族的希望。
I forgot which year I mentioned that mother is the hope of a whole nation.
这是一个非常伟大的一个职分。
This is a great position.
所以我们今天就需要回归到圣经里面来。
We need to come back to the teaching of the Bible today.
恢复这个圣经里面的次序。
To restore the order given by the Bible.
我们要给母亲有足够的尊荣。
We need to give the mothers their due honors.
圣经里面甚至说把孝敬，上帝把孝敬列为一个带应许的诫命。
Bible even tell us that honor your parents is a commandment with promise.
所有的诫命都没有了，只有这个孝敬，说如果人有孝敬父母，上帝说我要就要使他怎么样的长寿。
And honoring parents is the only one that with a promise that the person will be blessed to have a long life.
上帝设立这条诫命，加上了这样一个应许。
So when God gave this command with such a promise.
就是要我们去理解母亲的工作。
Is to help us to understand the task of a mother.
让我们去看重这个家庭的次序。
to pay great attention to the order of this the family.
是作为子女来能够来明白上帝向我们所怀的赐福的这样的心意。
So for children, they can know the heart of God who want to bless us.
但我们知道在现实里面这个女性常常会面临很多的痛苦。
But we know that in reality, the mothers they are facing a lot of sufferings.
所以今天的女性主义。
So the feminism today.
女性主义。就是认为呢，这个社会女人受苦主要是政治结构的问题。
They consider the suffering of women today is from the structure, the social structure.
是男人文化的问题。
Because it's due to this male dominant culture.
所以呢，要反抗。
So we need to resist.
我认为他们看到的部分的真相。
I think they probably have seen the partial truth.
但是圣经要给我们更全面、更深刻的观点。
Bible is about to give us this more profound and complete understanding.
我们所读到的这一段经文的这个上下文都很，大家都很知道。
So the scripture we just read, you probably know the context pretty well.
就是关于这个人类堕落的故事。
That is about the fall of the human.
然后呢，这个当人类堕落以后呢，上帝呢就来问责。
So after the human fall from grace, God come to question them.
但我们看到在人类堕落的第一个特征就是什么呢？就是不负责任。
So we see that the first sign of human falling is that they don't want to bear responsibility.
我们知道是谁先犯罪。
We know who made the first wrong move.
女人还是男人？
Woman or man?
不要因为母亲节就不敢说了。
Don't be afraid of saying it just because today is Mother's Day.
是女人。
The woman sinned first.
不过姊妹们不用难过。
But sister, you don't have to be sad.
那么上帝先责问谁呢？
Because God who did God question first?
男人还是女人？
Woman or man?
上帝要责备，先责备男人还是责备女人？
When God rebuked, who did he rebuke first?
对不对？是男人，对不对？
Man first.
你们都读过是男人啊？
You have read that, right?
所以你发现为什么呢？
You know why?
女人犯错，然后上帝说对男人说，你干了什么事情啊？
So the woman sinned and the God asked the man, what did you do?
很多姊妹不愿意保罗的观点。
Many sisters doesn't like the viewpoint of Paul.
因为保罗说男人是女人的头。
Because Paul said the man is the head of woman.
但是在这里你看到什么叫男人是女人的头。
But here you can see what it means to be a head.
女人做错了，上帝说问男人你干什么？
So when women sin, God asked men, what did you do?
如果是这样，姊妹们，你们为什么不愿意让弟兄做头呢？
So why don't you want to be to let a man to be the head, sisters?
所以这个上帝创造让男人做头。
So God has created such a way that man will be the head.
是要他要承担主要的责任。
So that he will bear the primary responsibility.
今天这种文化也在西方国家里面。
The culture, this culture has been rooted in the Western society.
你作为这个法人代表。
You've been a legal entity.
那你的这个。你的这个群体里面犯错的，你就要辞职。
If you are the representative of a legal entity, anyone in your group sin, you have to be responsible.
因为你是头。
Because you are the head of that.
所以上帝就问亚当，亚当，你做了什么
？So God asked Adam, "What have you done?"
但是呢，我们看到这个女人可能看到就很高兴啊，本来明明是我先做错了，为什么先问亚当呢
？So the Eve may feel happy because she made the wrong move, but then God rebuked the Adam.
但是好景不长。
But this is this didn't last long.
亚当说什么
？The what did Adam say？
亚当说。是你造成那个女人把这个事情给弄得乱糟糟。
So Adam replied, "It is because of the woman you gave me."
所以呢，马上这个女人就逃不了了。
So now it comes to the woman.
我要再重复的告诉你们。
So repeatedly, I have to tell you.
男人大部分时间是要让你失望的。
Most of men will disappoint you.
本来这个亚当，上帝问他以后，亚当应该怎么样？男子汉大丈夫。
So what should Adam have said? As a man, as a big man.
他应该对上帝说，哦，都是我的错。
He should tell God saying, it's all my fault.
夏娃有错也不是错，那也是我的错。
And if even if Eve did something wrong, it's still my fault.
你希望的男人是这样的。
You wish the man you have is like that.
你希望他是真正是负责任的。
You wish that he is a responsible person.
但男人不是这样的。
But man is not like that.
他第一时间就把你给招出来了。
The first chance,
说是你造的那个女人。
So he offered you up in the first chance he has and say, this is the woman you created.
所以男人不负责任。
So the man is not responsible.
那这个女人表现如何呢？
So how about woman?
所以是这个女人没有表现出来，男人希望女人会说，哦，上帝啊，亚当其实无辜的，罪魁祸首是我。
But the woman didn't do well either. She should have said, well, it's really my fault. It has nothing to do with Adam.
所以都是我的错。
And she should have said, it's all my fault.
没有。
No, she didn't.
这个女人也把责任推给蛇。
So the woman put the blame on the serpent.
我们在这里看见一个什么样的图画？
So what have seen this a picture? What kind of picture have we looked at?
我们要来认识一个堕落的世界。
We need to know in the falling, the picture of a falling world.
是一个负不负责任的世界。
It's a world without accountability.
不愿意去担负的世界。
A world that without that is not willing to bear the responsibility.
而且大家知道吗？
And do you know that?
婚姻里面最重要的很可能不是所谓的浪漫的爱。
So in marriage, the most important thing is not the romantic love.
而是责任。
But responsibility.
你别以为这种讲法不够浪漫。
Please don't think this kind of teaching is not romantic.
不够传奇。
It's not enough, it's not sufficiently, legendary,
或者你觉得的这样的爱情太什么太平淡
，or you think that this kind of love is too plain,
不像琼瑶小说一样
，it doesn't look like story created by written by 琼瑶。
但愿意负责任啊，肯担负责任，可能是整个婚姻关系里面最最重要的部分。
Willing to take responsibility probably is the most important ingredient of the marriage.
所以我们看到呢，这个世界其实是个世界，却怎么样呢？男人不负责任，女人也不负责任。
But in reality, we see the world is that the man is not willing to take the responsibility. So is the woman.
所以把责任推给第三者。
So they always put the blame on the third party.
都是他的错。
It's all his. It's all their other people's fault.
所以在这里让我们看到，无论男人和女人的本性是一样的。
So whether a woman or a man, they all have the same nature.
那天下乌鸦什么，一般黑。
So there's no exception. All the human natures are the same.
所以呢，我们看到我不会再因为是姊妹们的节日，所以就会说姊妹们好话。
So I'm not gonna sweet talk sisters just because this is the Mother's Day.
下个月父亲节，然后就说男人的好。
And then when it comes to the Father's Day, I will say something good about fathers.
这没有意义。
That's pointless.
我们要来看究竟困难在什么地方。
We want to see what's the challenge we're facing.
我们看出路在什么地方。
We want to see the solutions way out.
那所以我们看呢，第十四节的时候，上帝就开始咒诅蛇。
So we come to the verse 14. God is cursing the serpent.
大家有没有注意到？
Have you noticed this?
就是上帝问亚当的时候有一个对话。
So there's a dialogue between God and Adam.
问夏娃的时候有个对话。
And there's a dialogue between God and Eve.
但是这个蛇就没有了。
But there's no such thing.
上帝没有问蛇你做了什么。
God did not even ask what did you do, serpent.
而是直接咒诅。
But curse him directly.
这是为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为上帝问亚当和夏娃的目的
Because the purpose of this dialogue is so that Adam and Eve have a chance to repent.
所以上帝在第三章九节来呼叫说, 亚当你在哪里?
So in chapter 3 verse 9, God is calling them, so where are you?
所以叫他们在哪里不是上帝不知道, 是要让他们思想你们现在究竟是什么样一个状况。
So it's not so much that God doesn't know where they are. It's just a chance for them to think where they are in their status.
但这个蛇, 神没有给他悔改的机会。
But serpent didn't even have a chance to repent.
如果我们知道在这里的蛇, 它象征着魔鬼。
If you know that serpent represent Satan here.
大家不要看见蛇就认为是魔鬼。
But you don't think the snakes there are the Satan.
中国基督徒是这个样子。
We know some of the Christian Chinese Christian thought snakes represent Satan.
那我不知道他去动物园怎么办，那么多魔鬼。
I'm not sure what happened if they go to a zoo. There's so many serpents.
但这个蛇有象征魔鬼在这个地方。
But the serpent represent the Satan here.
我再告诉大家，蛇有时候也象征耶稣。
But I want to tell you that sometimes serpent, the snake represent Jesus too.
对，摩西举铜蛇，那个蛇就是象征耶稣。
So when Moses lifted up the snake, that snake represent Jesus.
所以这里的圣经这里的蛇象征的魔鬼。
But here the serpent represent Satan.
就是天使堕落，那些天使堕落，所谓的魔鬼，上帝没有给他悔改的机会。
Those Satan, they are the falling angels.
所以呢, 只问人, 不问这个蛇。
God did not give them the chance to repent, so they ask. So God dialogue with men, but not serpent.
而我们看到在 第15节里面, 上帝在这个咒诅里面包含了一个巨大的应许。
But in verse 15, we see that the curse embodied a great promise.
那这里说什么呢? 说女人的后裔和这个蛇要彼此为仇。
It says that there will be an enmity between the woman and a descendant of the woman and the descendant of Satan.
这里的女人的后裔是个单数。
Here, the offspring is a singular noun.
所以意思是指着某一个人。
So it points to a single person.
这个人就是耶稣基督。
Who is Jesus Christ.
所以其他的人都是男人的后裔。
There are other, all other people, they are descendants of Adam.
Men, 对,
men.
那包括夏娃也是从男人而出。
Even including Eve, who comes out of Adam.
人类历史上只有一个人是由女人所生。
There's only one single person was born by this woman.
就是耶稣基督。
That is Jesus Christ.
所以在以赛亚书的第7章14节说, 你要童女要怀孕生子。
So in chapter 7, Isaiah, it says, there's a virgin will give birth to a son.
所以在马太福音里面的记载就是玛利亚就是那个预言的应验。
So in book of Matthew, the Mary is the fulfillment of that promise.
就是童女玛利亚怀孕生子，也就是这节经文的应验。
So Virgin Mary gave birth to Jesus Christ is a fulfillment of that verse.
所以在这个上帝的这个咒诅里面, 它包含了一个巨大的救恩的应许。
So in the curse, within the curse, there is a great promise of salvation.
神的爱。
That is to show that the great love of God.
但神是公义的。
But God is also just.
罪责必须要追究。
There are the consequences for the sin.
所以在16节里面说什么呢?
So what do we see in verse 16?
然后神就开始对这个女人的说话。
God speaks to the woman.
说第一，我要多多增加你怀胎的苦楚。
First of all, I will make make the pain severe in childbearing.
怀孕的苦楚。
The pain of childbearing.
第二呢，要生产儿女多受痛苦。
And so you will also have a painful labor when you give birth.
不要说现在呢，已经有高科技，你可以剖腹产。
Think of you now. You have this C-section that in high under with the high technology we have.
那昨天有一个帖子，专门这个介绍生孩子的帖子。
So there's a post
a
blog talking about childbirth.
说这个剖腹产以后呢，这个要缝起来，要有八层要缝起来。
For C-section, there's eight layers of muscle you have to stitch them up.
所以我的孩子是自然出生的时候，我就没听说过这种事情。
Because my kid was born naturally, so I have never heard of this.
自然分娩的疼痛程度是有强度有多大呢？
So the pain for the a natural birth, you know the scale of that pain.
说它是同时20根啊肋骨断掉了的这种疼痛程度。
So it's like it breaks 20 of your ribs, 20 ribs of you at the same time.
但是感谢上帝啊，我儿子生也是很顺利就生出来。
But thank God, my kid was born pretty smoothly.
所以呢，没有看到有人形容了这样的没有办法疼得不得了的那种情形。
So I didn't see that great pain myself.
但是呢，我们看到很多人这样讲，他说自己生孩子的时候才开始对他妈妈好一点。
So I have heard many stories like this. Only after through that childbirth. They start thinking about nice thing about their mothers.
所以这个生孩子、怀孕、生孩子就很痛苦。
So giving birth or childbearing is a painful process.
然后生下来一个呢，还要让你气得半死。
And after the birth, it will bring you even more agony.
不仅如此。
Not only that.
那生孩子要结婚的。
For those kids are getting married.
那跟丈夫怎么样呢？
What happened to their spouse or husband?
可能对很多人来讲。
To many people.
丈夫不好，还盼望自己儿子可以好一点，儿女可以好一点。
So if you marry a bad husband, you put your hope on your children.
或者呢，自己的儿女不好啊，至少什么？这个什么老伴好一点。
So, or the other way around, if your children are not so nice, maybe you hope that your husband will be good.
但我们看到一个很悲惨的事实。
But we have seen a great tragedy.
两个都不好。
Both of them are not good.
那我们看呢，这个女人跟丈夫的关系是怎么样？这个母亲，这个生孩子的母亲跟她丈夫的关系怎么样
？So what's the relationship between this child of giving mother and her husband.
So, 你必恋慕你的丈夫。
Here says that you would desire your husband.
你离好像离不开你的丈夫。
It sounds like you cannot.
等一下，这只是像中文的意思。
So, you cannot separate from your husband. This is how you feels when you read the Chinese Bible.
但你这样恋慕你的丈夫呢？你的丈夫不是爱你。
But your husband don't feel the same way.
而是把你什么管起来。
But to rule you.
但是其实呢，这一句话在希伯来文里面，管辖跟渴慕是同义词。
But in Hebrew, the word rule and desire is the same word.
那这个恋慕不是指这个女人对这个男人是什么？是那种爱的发狂发痴。
So the desire here is not out of the great love.
而是很什么？而是全神贯注的什么？伺机而动。
But to wait for the opportunity to come.
在创世纪第四章的第七节。
But in Genesis chapter 4.
Chapter 4. Verse 7.
Verse 7.
那在这个里面说什么？说罪必伏在门口，必要恋慕你。
So it says that chapter verses
第七节。
Okay, so okay, but if you do not do this, do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you.
那这个罪啊，就是埋伏在你的门口。
So the sin is hidden, awaiting outside of your door.
然后盯着你。
And just peeking or looking at you.
你有什么机会呢？
Looking for the opportunity.
他马上就下手。
To take you alive.
所以就要掐住你。
To seize you.
所以意思就是这个罪，这个恋慕在这里的意思不是爱。
So the word desire is not talking about love.
而是要什么呢? 而是要套住你。
But to trap you.
或者说呢, 使你逃不出他的这个权势的手掌心。
Or try to put you under her control.
所以这个让我想起了西方的一句话。
So it reminds me of a Western saying.
他说感谢上帝，上帝创造男人征服了世界。
So we give thanks to God because God created men to conquer the world.
但是呢，创造了女人干什么呢？控制男人。
But thank God that he created women to control men.
所以这里就是意思就是，他跟丈夫的关系是什么呢？是一种有罪的彼此。 彼此增进想要控制的这样一个关系。
So here it's actually giving us a picture of the two person, the man and husband and wife, they're competing for the control.
我们看到无论在儿女的事上还在丈夫的事上，她都是非常痛苦的。
So you can see she's painful whether it's related to the husband or children.
那 但是我们可以看到呢，这个男人肯定是什么？是不甘示弱的。So,
but we can see that men would not simply yield.
所以这样的家庭就像什么？就建成了，变成了一个战场。So,
the family become a war zone.
所以有一个人讲婚姻的人常讲，他说女男人就是什么？就是牛。So
there's a someone said that the man in the family is like a
牛
cow
对
ox
对，然后呢，他说女人呢，她的就是斗牛士
，and the woman is 斗牛士 ，it's a 斗牛士 rodeo
什么
rodeo fighter
对 fighter 对啊，然后呢，所以这样的一种关系是什么？ 这样是彼此的一种增进。So
it is a competing relationship.
所以我们在这里可以看到。So
we can see from here.
人类的那种痛苦的命运的那个根源是什么？So
you can see the source of that suffering and pain.
我希望在这个地方，那我们无论是男人或者女人，我们不要把自己的不幸一定要什么要。
So let's all of us, women or a husband, we should not revenge on others because of our own suffering.
我们知道这个痛苦的根源是一半是别人造成的。So
we know the source of this agony half come from other people.
不要忘记了，也有一半是自己造成的。And
half of it come from yourself.
所以有一个。 这个话很难讲，但是呢，有一个人表达了这样一个观点，就是在所有的冲突中，没有绝对意义上的无辜者。So
there's a someone said this is hard to talk about, but he said that there's no totally innocent person in the conflict.
那么，一个家庭的未来是什么？
So what's the future for the a family?
所以这让我想起南非主教这个图图的一本书。It
reminds me of a book written by Bishop Tutu.
他说没有饶恕就没有未来。He
said if there's no forgiveness, there's no future.
所以我们看到在家庭里面也是一样。So
it is also true in the family.
没有宽恕就没有未来。No
forgiveness, there's no future.
那我在这里要特别的对姊妹们的一个劝勉。So
I have a special exhortation to the sisters.
女人的痛苦，或者说母亲的痛苦。The
pain of a mother.
可能是丈夫造成的。It
may be caused by the husband.
可能是儿女造成的。It
may be caused by the children, or maybe the political system,
yeah, 或者是 policy, 不是政策，可能是这个文化造成的。
It could be the policy or the culture.
比如说在很多国家，这种妇女是没得上学的。
For example, there's the women may not be may not receive a sufficient education.
这是一种文化问题。
That's part. This is some kind of cultural issue.
母亲的痛苦。
So the pain of a mother.
来自于别人，来自于社会。
They could they could come because of other people's surrounding environment.
但是我们要知道，我们不是透过他报复他们得到盼望。
But our hope does not come through a revenge on them.
我们不是透过跟男人的斗争，我们能够赢得什么。
It's not that we can win something by compete with the man.
其实只是让自己更加的糟糕。
That only make things worse.
我们不是在社会上做什么运动能够改变我们的什么这个让我们变得幸福。
It is not through the all the movement the social movement that we can make ourselves happy.
在上帝的咒诅里面。
In the curse of God,
他就给了我们盼望。
He has given us this hope.
就是耶稣基督。
That is Jesus Christ.
所以女人这么艰难的这样的一种命运。
So such a hard life of a woman.
她还怎么能够生活和忍耐？
How can she be patient?
是因为耶稣基督成为我们的安慰。
It is because Jesus Christ has become the comfort.
所以我们不是咒诅。
It is not through the curse.
不是斗争。
Not through the competition.
不是抱怨。
Not through complain.
而是祷告。
But through prayer.
而是祷告求神来医治我们自己。
But through praying to God that God can heal us.
也成为别人的医治。
And become the healing to others.
所以在神在这里边给了我们耶稣基督的盼望。
So God has given us the hope of Jesus Christ in this verse.
男人有男人的痛苦。
Man has his own pain.
女人有女人的痛苦。
So is woman.
但所有的人都是一样的，就是我们的盼望唯独在耶稣基督。
But all have the same hope that is in Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣基督成为我们的安慰。
So Jesus is our comfort.
他能够真正在我们解除我们身上的咒诅。
He can release us from that curse.
他可以救我们脱离这些被罪捆绑的这样的痛苦。
He can save us from the bondage of sin.
所以圣经应许说什么？那些敬虔的妇女。
So God, the Bible has promised us those godly women.
他们会在生产上得救。
They will be saved through their childbirth.
但是我不知道，但是这个经文有点难解释。
It is a little hard to explain for that particular verse.
但无论如何
，But whatever it might mean,
这句话的意思是透过耶稣基督，神可以解开在创世纪中人类所受的咒诅。
It is talking about Jesus Christ can release us from the curse.That was set in the Genesis.
所以在耶稣基督里面，我们得到盼望。
So in Jesus Christ, we have the hope.
我想起台湾的一个牧师在分析这段经文。
So I remember a pastor from Taiwan who analyzed this passage.
他说从这段经文看，女人是什么？是眼泪，是不可能不流泪的。女人是不可能不流泪的。
She said it is impossible for women not to shed tears.
从家庭，从社会，从文化。
Due to the culture, family, and society.
但是女人的眼泪可以被擦干。
But it is also true that their tears can be wiped away.
你要记得，不是你的丈夫，不是你的儿女。
Not by your children or your husband.
而是耶稣基督擦干你的眼泪。
But Jesus Christ who will wipe away your tears.
所以说我们能够回归到上帝创造的秩序。
So let us return to the order created by God.
使我们能够真正来享受上帝在这个咒诅里面所赐给我们的救恩。
So that we can enjoy the salvation in that the joy of the salvation in that curse.
在一个充满苦难的世界里面喜乐的生活。
So in thesuffering world, we can have a joyful life.
在一个充满挑战、充满不公平的这个社会里面，我们可以安稳的生活，可以我们心里可以平静的去面对。
So we can be calm and live peacefully in a world that is filled with injustice.
而一个不断的会给人制造痛苦的这样一个时代里面。我们因为得着耶稣基督的安慰而有喜乐的生活。
So that we can have a a joyful life in the world that is creating all sorts of sufferings.
愿主赐福大家。
May God bless you.
也求主特别赐福给每一个姊妹们，每一个母亲们，无论是现在还是未来。
And may God bless the mothers and mothers to be.
都能够在耶稣基督里面得到力量和安慰。
May you can all receive the hope and comfort in Jesus Christ.
Yeah, 我稍稍说一句，就是今天我。昨天我跟我 儿子呢，这个很快排练了一个曲子，所以今天要献给所有的母亲们。
So I have just did a very quick rehearsal yesterday with my son, and we'd like to play that for the mothers.
为什么挑这首关于玛利亚的曲子呢？
Why did I pick this song that is related to Mary?
就是给我们一个提醒，我们的盼望在于玛利亚所生的孩子。
Is to remind us our hope is with the child that is given by through the Mary.
愿主赐福大家。
May God bless you. Thank you.